I know that the stores already have their Christmas stuff out, but that's a good thing. It's never too early to get into the holiday spirit and its true meaning of giving. That's the important word. That spirit is the foundation for an annual event my next guest is here to talk about. It's, I think, one of the easiest ways for you to help make sure that every child of a family in need in the area will have a very Merry Christmas. It's called the Season of Hope Toy Drive, and here are the details from Project Self-Sufficiency is Deborah Berry-Toon. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
ProjectSelfSufficiency.org is where you can get more details about this yearly program. And I'm safely assuming, Deborah, that since this program keeps coming back year after year after year, this is a program that really makes a difference for a lot of families.
Absolutely. I think we live in a wonderful, generous community, and every year thousands of people come out donating toys for the Season of Hope Toy Shop, which really assists almost 1,500 children in our community.
So tell us, give us the mechanics of how this works. I mean, it can't be, like I said in the introduction, a more simple concept. You give so that children can receive, basically.
Absolutely. We set up a toy shop at the Project Self-Sufficiency campus where we can set up about 10,000 toys, and about 950 families will come and actually be able to choose toys for their children. And so these are not pre-wrapped toys, and you just take what you're given. You actually get to come in and shop with a full cadre of wonderful volunteers, lots of music, some apple cider, cookies. It's really a wonderful experience, and we're really trying to assist low-income families in our community to get those toys under the tree at Christmas time.
And that's going to be great for the families, too, not just for the kids, because the families, obviously, they're going paycheck to paycheck, maybe even week to week, just wondering how they're going to get by, and as Christmas gets closer, you know, the heat's on mom and dad, and this is going to be a great relief for them.
Absolutely. Holidays are a very, very stressful time for many of us, and particularly for low-income families. And so this is a way that the community can come together, that everyone can look at what they can do for Sussex County. And I think that we've been very successful because we do live in such a generous, generous community. And so we have schools involved, we have families involved, we have businesses involved. And so there's many, many ways to give, not only toys, but gift cards and cash donations. And then our elves will go out and shop.
I've seen some of those elves shop. You see the Project Self-Sufficiency elves in the store, you get out of their way because those are some heavy-duty shoppers.
Take all those toys.
Yeah, that's right. And as far as dropping off toys at Project Self-Sufficiency, when is that starting? What are the specific days and times? And is there a deadline to do some dropping off?
Well, actually, we're starting right now, and so anyone could begin dropping off toys at our location, which is 127 Mill Street in Newton. We will take donations now through December 22nd. And so the toy shop really helps us to gain toys not only for this year, but we will actually take toys through January because we'll put them away for next year as well.
And a lot of these toys, they have a good shelf life. A lot, you know, the classy toys, especially like the board games and trivias and dolls and things like that. And again, you can learn more about the Season of Hope Holiday Toy Driver Project, selfsufficiency.org. We're talking with Deborah Berry-Toon here on Issues and Ideas. You can also call 973-940-3500. Get more information. That's 973-940-3500. But let's get down to some details as far as any kind of specific ideas and needs. Let's start with the younger kids for children's in their aisles of the toy shop. What are some ideas that people in the giving mood can go out and grab and give this year?
Well, we're always looking for educational toys for all ages. So Legos and puzzles, games, books, you know, anything that's educational for both preschool and school-age children. But our biggest need is really for preteens and teens. You know, a lot of people like to buy toys for younger children, but it's our teens that we really need most of the toys for. So we have a special teen shop where people can shop for children ages 12 and up, and they're a little harder to buy for, and their toys are a little bit more expensive. And so for girls, we're looking for items like earrings and jewelry, hair items, perfume, and for boys, we're looking for hoodies and sweatshirts and sports memorabilia. And for both girls and boys, we're looking for athletic equipment.
And also for the teens and the older kids, that's where the cash donations and the gift cards come in, because that way your elves can pool the money together and do the shopping for those items that may be a little more expensive than for the younger kids.
Absolutely. Last year, we probably had donations of about 150 gift cards, which we were able to provide for people looking for shopping items for teens.
I know you listening, you are a strategic shopper, so if this is an idea, and I hope it is, that really inspires you to become a part of this year's program, that you can just pay attention to when certain stores have sales on certain items for kids, for teens. There's your cue to dive on in, do some shopping, and do some contributing of toys to the Season of Hope Holiday Toy Drive just by being the savvy shopper that you are. You're listening to Issues and Ideas, and you make a competition, too, out of this between the schools, which is a fun idea. And I think it also lets us older people understand that the next generation does give a damn.
Absolutely. This year, we're building on the success of Stuff the Stocking, which we did for the last 2 years with area schools, and we're actually having Battle of the Schools, and we've been in contact with the superintendents, and we're hoping to set up some really friendly competition between the high schools and the middle schools to see who can raise the most donations of toys for the Season of Hope Toy Shop. And we're doing this along with our partners, and we certainly, Project Self-Sufficiency could not do this alone, and so we have several partners on this venture, including Pass It Along, the New Jersey Herald, Clear Channel, the Sussex County Chamber of Commerce, a new sponsor this year, Intercar Mercedes-Benz, Sussex Honda, and the Chatterbox.
Having seen what the area schools have done over the spring and the summer months, they have the food drives, the Champions for Charity, and the tons of food that the schools have collected for that cause. I got a feeling you guys are going to get buried with a bunch of toys this year.
We think so, too.
Wrapping up our time with Deborah Barry-Toon from Project Self-Sufficiency, getting a preview of the 2014 Season of Hope Toy Drive, which you can learn all the details about at projectselfsufficiency.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And I should mention, too, Deborah, too, that parents have to wrap the gifts because, as you said, the gifts are seen on site, and you can pick what you want, but you always want to make sure that the kids see that Santa wrapped them up and everything is nice and pretty, so donations of gift wrap and wrapping accessories are needed as well.
Absolutely. Every year we have lots and lots of wrapping paper, ribbons, and bows, and we'll give them out as well.
When you think back over the years of this program, and I mean, do you always think we've hit the limit? We know where the finite amount of what we need is, and then things take a turn, and it's like the need is more than we anticipated. We're still in that position because you always hear on the news how things are getting better and things are improving, but we see just the needs for programs like this continue to grow and to be really relied on as a lifeline emotionally, psychologically, as well as financially.
Absolutely. I think that we've seen a tremendous increase in families reaching out to Project Self-Sufficiency for assistance all year long. And the Season of Hope Toy Shop is no different. Last year, there were nearly 1,000 families registered to participate, all of them from Sussex and northern Warren County. And I think that, you know, with the economic downturn, we had some struggles over the last few years in getting enough toys in to provide enough for these families. And so this year, we're really reaching out to the community a lot earlier. We're establishing the Battle of the Schools, and we're looking to really increase the numbers of toy donations that we're getting in because the need is so significant.
So once again, Season of Hope Holiday Toy Drive, the giving is now on. The call is now out for you to step up and make a donation of an unwrapped toy. You can get a better idea of what specifically is needed for the specific age groups over at projectselfsufficiency.org. And if you're a school teacher, administrator, parent of a student, you want to get your school involved in the school challenge aspect of everything, you can call up Project Self-Sufficiency at 973-940-3500, against 973-940-3500. Items can be dropped off at the Project Self-Sufficiency campus across from Sussex County Community College in Newton, starting, well, right now, as a matter, well, not right now, but, you know, the next on Monday, you can start dropping things over, and all the way through December 22nd, and let's just fill the rooms up, fill the toy shops up, and make sure every family's going to have a very Merry Christmas this year. Find out more at projectselfsufficiency.org. And from Project Self-Sufficiency, we've been joined this morning by Deborah Barry-Toon. Deborah, your organization is one of the leaders for our community that makes a difference and gives us stability. Thanks for the way you do that and for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris.